Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, an executive editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk a little bit about social media. As many of you probably are well aware, social media platforms are gaining steam in the enterprise. According to some 2013 estimates, nearly 90% of enterprises have a presence on at least one social media platform today. But companies are still struggling with how to institutionalize use of social media and how to use platforms effectively. Information governance and adherence to company policies have been sources of consternation for the enterprise. Defining user roles and how users will interact with information is another key issue. But today's enterprise doesn't have the luxury of just ignoring social media platforms. Successfully introducing social media into the workplace involves a number of steps, from building a business case to establishing governance policies to assigning resources and deciding how social media can improve business processes and employee collaboration. And as always, making good decisions up front can make all the difference in a social media deployment. In many cases, this means introducing practices and user roles that are new for companies. So today I have Scott Robinson with me, who's a SharePoint and BI expert, and he's here to talk about effective enterprise use of social media platforms. So welcome, Scott.
Lauren, good morning.
So, you know, social media is an exciting possibility for enterprises. It opens up a lot of new doors. So what can be accomplished with an in-house social media platform?
Well, Lauren, as you know, I have tremendous enthusiasm for this subject because the possibilities, not to sound cliche, the possibilities really are almost limitless. When we talk about social media, I think it's important to note that there's an awful lot going on in those two words. And the social presence that we're used to thinking of in this day and age is that there are companies that we buy products from or we belong to a company that sells products or services. And social media presence means getting out there on Facebook or getting out there on Twitter, putting out some sort of narrative about the company into the public eye. But social media goes beyond that. In addition to that new channel of reaching people that social media provides, we can do the same thing basically in-house. We can create social media platforms within the enterprise or within our organization that give us the same benefits that we get from the external deployments. Now, I want to make the point that in the course of our discussion today, the things that we're going to point out and talk about pretty much cover both scenarios. And I want to just emphasize that it's about possibilities. The things that need to happen to make social media a success in the enterprise apply across the board. So it really is an opportunity to just think creatively.
So what are some of the challenges, say, in introducing these kinds of platforms into a company?
Well, I would say that the first and biggest challenge, it ties back to what I just now said, that social media is endless possibility. Well, that endless possibility can backfire, because when you have an awful lot of options, it's not uncommon that it's hard to focus on what's truly productive, and it's hard to really get a focus that will be as productive as you want it to be. The problem with having too many options is that you're often not sure exactly what direction to go. And having a good game plan up front, I think, is probably the single biggest challenge. Beyond that challenge, there's getting acceptance of the social media presence within your organization and beyond. It's not an easy thing to cultivate a social media audience. It takes a lot of effort on Facebook or Twitter or whatever to build up that presence that's going to truly be of use to the enterprise. It's the same in-house. When you do a social media deployment within the enterprise, getting people to buy in, getting people to contribute, getting people to accept new roles and new ways of doing things is a pretty challenging thing.
And it's interesting that you mentioned this because I talked to some experts who say, you know, building these relationships, whether externally or internally, and kind of getting it to stick, this is a long-term goal. This is not a short-term thing that just happens right up front. You really have to build this over time.
That's very true. Your experts are right on the money. Nobody goes out and deploys social media out there publicly and succeeds off the bat. And no one, especially, deploys it in-house and has automatic buy-in across the board. You do have to build it over time.
Right. Got to really foster that acceptance. So now let's talk about social media is new in so many different ways, and it gets companies to operate in new ways. So do they also need to think about establishing new roles internally to make it work properly?
That's inevitable. There are things that you do in social media that you don't do in other business processes, in other business methodologies. Now, the advantage that you have there is that it's not too hard to find people who are willing to invest themselves in those new roles. Let's say, for instance, that I'm part of a company that has a Facebook presence or is trying to cultivate a Facebook presence. Now, what I want to do with that, well, I could do several things. I could use it just for product announcements, as hundreds of companies do. I could try to inspire dialogues with my customer base to put content out there that will inspire people who buy my products to talk about the products or to express their concerns about products or the things they like, the things they dislike. Either one of those requires that I have somebody keeping an eye on the store, somebody who's watching that page and who is out there cultivating that process. So defining the input and output of my social media process is an important thing, and finding someone who's willing to work with that, someone who can manage and moderate that social presence, that's an important thing. And it's even more important when we take social media in-house. If I do a social media deployment across my enterprise, and the idea is that I'm trying to get input from my internal community on the way the company is doing its business, the way the company is doing interaction with customers, the way the company is choosing to invest, whatever it might be, if I want input from my in-house users, I need someone to keep an eye on that. I need the process to be managed. Now, the good news is a lot of people are naturally inclined to that, and they have talent at it, and they have experience at it, because we see it in the world around us. There are a lot of people out there who manage their own Facebook pages, which are topical, where you foster discussion about certain topics, and you gather together users who like to talk about those things. Also, before we had Facebook, we had internet forums, internet discussion forums. I myself was a moderator on three discussion forums before Facebook was ever introduced, and I found that very rewarding. Basically, that means you're kind of a traffic cop for conversation. A lot of people enjoy that sort of work. If my company is deploying social media, and that's my goal, is to get in-house dialogue going, I'm going to find a lot of volunteers out there among my employees who have enthusiasm and skill. And it's something we're not used to in the enterprise. There is really no analogous role. But there are going to be volunteers. They're going to know what they're doing. And we'll probably have a success.
And again, you know, I've talked with people at conferences who said, you know, the community manager role is really essential for kind of fostering that interaction. Sometimes it even can lead to a sale by, you know, pointing out information to customers that they weren't aware of. But then also it's really then about creating that interaction between audience members and allowing them to kind of let ideas bubble up. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely would agree with that. There's some interesting psychological dynamics at work there. What you want in a community manager is not just someone who will keep dialogue flowing. You want someone who has the knack of keeping an eye on the participants and learning how those participants express themselves. People who do this on Facebook or people who have done it in discussion forums out there on the internet, they have a knack for drawing people out, for taking people who would, in a face-to-face meeting, would sit in a corner and not say anything, and get those people who are participating online to take a step out, to express an opinion, to be bolder than they would be face-to-face. Now, people who have that skill, they're golden. They're the people you want in the role of community manager.
Right. So now we've started to talk a little bit about some of the downsides, but in other contexts, we've talked about things like sprawl, SharePoint sprawl, and managing expectations, making sure, you know, all your stakeholders kind of know what's going on. Are those factors here as well?
They absolutely are, and this often goes unnoticed, or it isn't given attention up front, and that can be trouble. Let me describe what I mean. It's often the case, and we all see this out there just on Facebook and Twitter and so on, that when we start a dialogue, the dialogue will go awry. The dialogue will go awry because participants that are jumping in are not staying focused. They're taking the conversation in the wrong direction. They're adding a negative contribution rather than the positive contribution. This can be rough going. This can completely derail the entire point of the process. Now, let me kind of give an outline of a technique that I have seen emerging that is of extreme value: social media workflow. It's a good idea before deploying social media, whether it's external or internal, to sit down with the people who have a stake in the success of the social media process and whiteboard it and say, what is our flow of information and dialogue? At what point do we need our in-house people to contribute to this business process or this business dialogue? Or if we look at the external, we can say, what do we want from our customers here? What are we trying to get? What feedback matters to us? And do a workflow up on a whiteboard of exactly what that needs to be, what point we want to have the input, at what point does it feed back to our decision makers or our stakeholders, what do we want the feedback flow to be. Outline the social media workflow the same way you would any other business process. This is of extreme value in making sure that your social media deployment is a success, and also in putting controls in place to make sure you are true to that workflow and you're getting the job done that you intend to have done by social media.
So again, as we've talked about in many, many contexts, it's really about kind of planning up front, visualizing how this information flow and putting people in place and in charge of that.
Exactly right.
Okay. So now I know this is a subject we could talk about for quite some time, but let's just have, and we probably will come back to it very soon in another podcast, but for today, let's see if there's any final thoughts you can share with us about social media and kind of its future in enterprises.
Well, I think that the biggest lesson that we learn from the bumps in the road that we're getting from deploying social media and making it a part of what we do is that there's really no way around it. It's very clear now throughout the business community. It's clear just throughout every market that businesses cannot do without business intelligence. That came before social media, but it's one of those things that was a luxury 10 years ago, and now it's indispensable. The reason for that is because, really, strategic advantage is a thing of the past. Companies, to be successful in today's markets, need to reinvent themselves over and over. And that's the lesson of business intelligence. Now, that same lesson applies to social media. Social media ain't going anywhere. It's going to become bigger and bigger and more useful. So if there's one thing we have to just get our arms around, it's the fact that this is inevitable. This way of doing business is going to make every organization that uses it more competitive in the long run. So the bumps and the bruises and the aches and pains of putting it to work are something you pretty much have to reconcile yourself to and just, you know, bite the bullet. Social media is here to stay.
Right. Well, that's certainly something I've heard in other contexts as well, and companies just have to find a way through the thicket and find a way to, you know, find the right platform for their mission and then connect with the right audience.
Exactly right.
So, Scott, as always, thank you so much for your insights on a somewhat new topic for us today. So thank you.
Always a good time.
And for more on social media, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And I'm Lauren Horwitz. Until next time.